Are they going to succeed to prevent him from running?
Yeah, I think they'll. I mean, I think they're going to demonize him and dot him and dot him and dot him and dot him. And then I think they'll blow his airplane up. I really, at a gut level, believe they're going to kill Trump.
Who's this? Trump?
I mean, I believe the deep state establishment will murder him. I mean, I believe he's going to steadfast go through all this. He'll be 30 points ahead in the primaries. Nothing's going to stop him. And then they just, he dies of a heart attack because they poison him or they blow his airplane up.
And what else do you suggest?
Well, it doesn't happen overnight. It's not a miraculous. What did you say?
Murder.
She's kidding. If you want to really see something that said, take a look at what happened.
Most importantly, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, Trump is a threat to this nation.
Some of your smarter ones are not stupid. They're like, if we kill him, it'll cause way bigger problems down the road. Don't do it. But before they let him get in charge and prosecute them, which Trump said he will, he goes, I'm getting in, I'll be destroyed, and you'll be destroyed with me, or they'll be destroyed. It's a death battle.
Donald Trump is a convicted criminal. He was convicted by a jury of his peers of 34 felonies for paying hush money to a porn star and hiding from voters in 2016. Mr. Trump raped her. But guess what? Donald Trump has gotten a free pass. He hadn't done a damn thing till like a couple of days ago. He'd been riding around his golf cart in his course, filling out his scorecard before he picks up his club, rambling about. Think what he's been talking about. Hannibal Lecter, he says, is a nice guy. Trump would rather be electrocuted than eaten by a shark.
Now to have them put him in jail so he can't vote for him or whatever, it's just not going to fly. It's not going to happen. And so, but at the same time, you saw what Comey and others said on TV. Well, whatever we do, we got to stop him.
Yep.
He can't be allowed in because he'll put us in prison. He said repeatedly, Biden says we will not allow Trump to be president again. And he says we'll use whatever we have to with law enforcement and the Constitution to make sure he's not president.
I said if we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump, and that's a fact.
Look, as his character is stabbed to death.
Where is John Wilkes Booth when you need him?
That's it right there, pulling up.
I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
A Missouri state senator is under investigation by the Secret Service after saying she hopes President Trump is assassinated.
I will go and take Trump out tonight.
And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them.
They're not going to stop before Election Day in November, and they're not going to stop after Election Day. And that should be, everyone should take note of that on both levels, that this isn't, they're not going to let up, and they should not.
As a matter of fact, if you think back to the last president that had an assassination attempt taken on him that has gotten this close, you're going to go back a ways. And if you actually look at the presidents that were assassinated and you look at what they were doing to the government money, you would realize the reason they're getting taken out isn't because some random Joe Schmo downtown doesn't want that president. It's because the system feels threatened. It's not some random person that's living out in the country that's like, I'm going to go in there and I'm going to take out Donald Trump. No, this is a systematic approach, right? Their first approach was, hey, we're going to make sure that Joe Biden gets elected and we're going to make sure he gets the votes. He got the votes. Boom. This time around, they were going to do the same thing. They were going to put Joe out there. He was going to get a landslide of votes. Joe was going to win again. But here's the thing. They decided instead of trying to do anything risky, let's just put our opponent in prison. Let's do it the legal way. Let's send him through the judicial system, get him locked up so he can't run for president. And that failed. And as a matter of fact, it garnished more support for Donald Trump. So they were like, oh, crap, Joe Biden, you got to get out there and debate. You got to make sure we can sell how many votes you're going to get and people are going to believe it. But guess what? Joe went up there and fumbled the ball. It's not a coincidence that this assassination attempt happened right after Joe Biden completely fumbled the bag on the debate stage. And all of a sudden, even his own supporters are calling for him to step down. And now the system that you supposedly hate but somehow still vote liberal, that system is panicking. And the only other option they have...
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139.
It's Monday, July 15th, in the year of our Lord, 2024. And you're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
I think it's time to blow this thing. Get everybody in the stuff together. Okay, 3, 2, 1, let's jam.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The American Journal. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, Infowars.com, band.video. We're coming to you live on this Monday morning. The Ides of July. And of course, our top story continues to be the attempted Trump assassination. Trump assassination attempt by which he survived, by the grace of God, millimeters away from living in a very, very, very different world. We will get into, well, just everything about it, not just what happened that day, but what may have happened in the run-up. How this occurred under the watchful eye of the Secret Service. What the FBI is going to do now that it's in charge of the investigation. You know, the FBI, the ones who have destroyed their own credibility in a insane drive to destroy Donald Trump, the man they're now investigating the assassination of. It's assassination attempt of, I should say. There's a lot to get into. And of course, the response to this will have to be dug into as well. Where this leaves us, what is ahead, and I want to take a lot of your calls today. We will open up the phone lines, take your calls about this topic, as it will likely be the only topic we cover, except for maybe one, maybe two articles in the Daily Dispatch, just to remind you that there are other things going on in the world. But obviously, the assassination attempt takes the priority. And for very good reason, we have lots of videos to go to about this topic. People editing together, splicing together the variety of angles on this. And learning some very disturbing facts about how this was allowed to occur. So let's just get into it. Here it is, your Daily Dispatch. Here it is, folks, your Daily Dispatch for Monday, the 15th of July, 2024. Trump will rally GOP at RNC after attempt on his life. Assassination attempt on Trump roils American politics on eve of GOP convention. The would-be assassin is plunging the already tense American political climate into full-blown hysteria as the chaos from bullets flying at former President Donald Trump's political rally in Pennsylvania field spread through the 2024 electoral landscape. The historic moment of shocking political violence has put the country on edge heading into the Republican National Convention, which begins Monday in Milwaukee and has morphed from a routine political ritual into a landmark event for a deeply divided nation. Now, the disturbing thing about this is that when asked about increased security measures following this very, very near-run thing, this assassination attempt, the RNC and the Milwaukee local police and the Secret Service have all basically shrugged their shoulders and just said, nah, it's fine. It's fine. It's almost verbatim. In fact, the chief of police of Milwaukee gave a press conference where his statement was, we got this. We got this. And he keeps being like, it's not just about the RNC. This is our city. It's about keeping our city safe. We got a whole city to worry about. It's not just about the RNC. And it's like, well, sir, this is a press conference about the RNC. We are actually concerned about the RNC. I get that you want your city to also be safe, but if you could prioritize the RNC for like this weekend, that would be great, sir. But they seem unfazed by it. They seem like, that's fine, though. It's actually fine. Which, here's the thing. Even if it is fine, even if the situation is where you're like, we're at maximum security, we can't do any more, right? Which is not true. You can always do more. But if that's the case and they're just like, look, we sweep every inch of the place. We got dogs in every corner. We got drones and robots and surveillance and AI. And don't worry about it. We got it. We literally can't do more than we've already done. You should still say that you're doing more because you just had a failed assassination attempt on one of the most despised political figures in American history. And I'd have to say, I don't know. What do you think? What do you think? There are 1,000 people out there seriously considering a follow-up attack? I mean, how many people out there right now who despise Trump with their very being, who have spent the last, 8 years every day in a constant state of fury that Donald Trump exists? They watch an assassination attempt miss by mere millimeters, and then they're in this fantasy of, but what if he'd actually been hit? Wow, how much better the world would be if big bad orange Hitler wasn't here. Maybe I'll finish the job. Because, of course, they're seeing how this would-be assassin is being treated. And they just know, they know the media landscape. They know that they'd be heroes to their fellow communist scumbag genetic dead ends. They want that. So the point is that even if you've done everything and there's nothing more you can do, and security is as tight as it can possibly be, you don't say that. What you do is you come out and you go, you thought security was good before. It's going to be insane. If anybody even thinks about trying something in our city during the RNC, they're going to wish they'd never been born. If they even get close to our event with bad intentions, we are going to detect and destroy them before they ever get close. You need to send a signal to people that you're taking this seriously. They're doing the opposite. They're literally doing the opposite. And when asked about security, they're like, what extra security measures are you taking? Follow the assassination attempt. And they're just like, yeah, none. Nuts. No, we think it's fine, actually. We think it's pretty good. We're all right. No. To do your jobs as being in charge of security for the RNC, which, this article says a routine political event. Well, no, they're like hallmark once every 4 year, giant conclaves where there's always protests, there's always chaos, there's always, a million things happening. There's nothing routine about this. And yet the authorities are just going, yeah, well, it's fine. We're good, actually. So, again, it's like just to do your job, you should be out there saying, yeah, we beefed up security. You thought security was high before? We've got invisible drones. We've got cameras that can see through walls. We've got monitors that can read your thoughts. I mean, you've got to intimidate the enemy. But they don't seem to care. Trump is calling for national unity and apparently has rewritten his entire RNC speech. We'll get it. Let's get through the Daily Dispatch, and then we'll return to that story and more about what Trump has been through over the last few days. Meanwhile, he is not the only victim of this leftist terror attack, this political violence from the left. Yet another example of Trump supporters being killed for their political positions. A real life superhero, retired fire chief Corey Comparatore, killed by would-be assassin at Trump rally, took bullet to save wife and daughter. A man who was a victim of a would-be assassin at a Pennsylvania Trump rally on Saturday has been identified as 50-year-old Corey Comparatore. He died while shielding his wife and daughter from bullets. His daughter honored him on social media, saying he died a real-life superhero, saying also, thank you for always protecting me. And I'm not sure if you could get a more typical Trump supporter. and I say that in the most complimentary way possible, a family man, a firefighter, a patriot who was slaughtered by a 20-year-old leftist for his political position, for being at a Trump rally. And we'll get into some of the more egregious and outrageous responses to this shooting. If you've been on Twitter in the last few days, you'll know that the model for this is Destiny, the streamer, the uncreated being, the spiritual manifestation of hate, who basically is celebrating this death. And it's nice. It's nice for him to remind us. It's nice for Destiny to just be honest with us all and to remind us that there's a whole swath of people in this country that legitimately think you deserve to die for supporting Donald Trump, that think if you support Donald Trump, you should be killed. Destiny's the only one really saying this in so many words, but it's nice. It's nice for him to express what, you know, so many of our fellow Americans are thinking. Meanwhile, former CDC director says FDA underreported adverse vax side effects present vaccine hesitancy. Because of course they did. Because this is like this, it's like the same story we run over and over and over again. They cover up negative effects because they want the negative effects to keep going. It's very, very simple, actually. It's not complicated at all. But I need a word for it. I need a phrase for it. We'll have to come up with something. Because it's constant. It's continuous. I probably spent 3 hours on this last week throughout all the shows, just trying to explain the way that Democrats will impose a policy. If you're against it, they'll censor you, saying you're fear-mongering and hate-mongering. You're a bigot. And then you're right, and the policy is implemented, and the exact outcome you predicted takes place. And the leftists, instead of realizing that you're right, realizing they're wrong, realizing the policy that they put forward is bad and not worth it, they hide and censor the effects of their policy in order for it to continue. And it just happens over and over and over again. And this is just the latest. So they knew that there were horrible vaccine side effects. And they sit there and think, well, if people knew about this, they wouldn't get the vaccine. So they can't know about this. And so they underreport the adverse side effects in order to prevent vaccine hesitancy, because that's the ultimate goal. And finally, we have this. Over 15,000 Canadians volunteered to be euthanized in 2023. An investigation by Alex Schradenberg, executive director of the London, Ontario-based Euthanasia Prevention Coalition, found that over 15,000 Canadians chose to be euthanized in 2023. I don't think I have to add anything to that. That's just, there it is. That's just the stat. Make of that what you will. 15,000 people killed by their own government in a single year and replaced with Indian men. Globalism. That's your Daily Dispatch. Brought to you, of course, by InfoWarsStore.com. The Save InfoWars sale is on right now. You can both save InfoWars and save at InfoWarsStore.com. Get Vitamin Mineral Fusion for 25% off. You're getting Survival Shield X2 for 40% off. Ultra 12 is 40% off as well. DNA Force Plus, Survival Shield X3, Vaso Beats, Nitric Boost, Ultimate Fish Oil, Brain Force Ultra, Winter Sun Plus, Prebiotic Fiber, all of these 40% off. In fact, Prebiotic Fiber is 60% off. And also, let me remind you about InfoWars MD. InfoWars MD is a line of supplements that are incredibly powerful and incredibly effective. We don't really push them as much as we should. Maybe we'll talk about that a little bit later in the show. But InfoWars MD is an entire category of supplements at InfoWarsStore.com, and they're all 25% off and top of the line in quality. And please do support us. As you know, it's only going to get crazier. You know this election cycle is only going to ramp up and up and up towards the day of the election, and even then, it's only going to get crazier. And it'd be a very different world if InfoWars was not here to cover it all and give you our unique perspective, which is unique because it's straightforward. Straightforward and honest and just upfront, which is extremely rare, apparently. Apparently, that's extremely rare these days. We have so many videos to show you from the assassination attempt, including the response from mainstream media. We've got Joe Biden's address. We have a prophecy that was made months ago where the man seems to describe exactly what happened at the rally on Saturday. There's also videos of suspicious-looking characters in the crowd at the Trump rally not behaving in a way that you would expect if they didn't know what was going to happen. And we'll get to all of those videos and, again, talk about exactly what occurred on Saturday in a second. I think we'll start with a video that has gone totally viral. It is a compilation of various angles of the event on Saturday. Clip number 14. This was posted with the title, "Watch the Real-Time Assassination Attempt on Trump from Different Angles." And what is most apparent in this compilation is just how long Secret Service and local police had to deal with the threat before it actually happened. So we'll go to this now, and on the other side, we'll do a little breakdown of just everything we know so far. In case you haven't been following the news, the shooter was killed by a Secret Service sniper seconds after firing off several shots at Donald Trump. Apparently, not only did people see this guy and were pointing at him and yelling and trying to get attention to him, seeing that he had a gun, there's other reports that he was acting suspicious near the metal detector prior to the event, and people were told to keep an eye on him. So Secret Service was, you know, made a note of this person as acting suspicious and possibly being a threat. Apparently, a local police officer actually climbed up onto the roof where the sniper was, saw the sniper, the shooter, the attempted assassin. The assassin then turned his gun on the police officer, who then retreated off the roof, and it was at that moment that the wannabe assassin fired on Trump. The security failures in this are litany. And of course, we'll be asking the question, which is every American's right to do, was this a failure after all? Was this a security failure? Does coincidence and incompetence adequately explain what we saw? Or is there something deeper here? I guess it's a little bit of a different world than, I don't know, a decade ago. Nobody these days seems very shy about claiming that public events where people are killed were hoaxes or fake, not real, or deserved. That's the interesting thing about this, is you've got people, again, like Destiny, and we'll dedicate some time to Destiny here in just a little bit. But they're not even saying, like, we don't believe this is real. They're literally saying, this is good. I'm glad this guy is dead. I'm glad this innocent person, this father and husband and pillar of his community, I'm glad he's dead. I'm celebrating it. And the shooter is a hero for taking out a Trump supporter. So we'll get into the staccato terror of the left, but let's go now to this compilation, the real time assassination attempt on from different angles. Let's watch.
He was doing the job. I wouldn't be doing this. I get some beautiful places in the gorgeous ocean.
Look, they're all pointing.
The Atlantic, maybe the Pacific.
Yeah, someone's on top of the roof. Look. There he is right there. Right there. See him? He's laying down. See him?
Yeah, he's laying down.
He's actually pointing at the guy on the roof, filming him.
And Scott, I'm here with you, fighting like hell to get a Senate.
What's happening?
And to make sure we take back the White House, because if we do, we're going to make America better than ever before. We're going to make it.
Yeah, look.
And it's
there
not
he is.
Easy, because we have millions and millions of people in our country that shouldn't be here. Dangerous people, criminals.
We have
for our radio listeners, they're actually filming this guy climbing on the roof. They're zooming in on him. They're pointing at him. They're yelling at the police. And there's like dozens of people watching. So that's where that video ends.
If they could ever put up a chart, I don't know if they can do it. You guys have access to that chart that I love so much. You don't mind if I go off.
That was a minute. So for a full minute, the guy's been climbing on the roof with his rifle in full view of everybody, including law enforcement.
Wow. You guys are doing it.
Trump is totally oblivious.
My guys.
No one has radioed Secret Service. And at this point, you start seeing people look over. Now, they could be looking at the sign that Trump is pointing at. He's pointing to a slide, basically.
And that comes right from the government services.
But also, a commotion is beginning.
Border Patrol. Take a look at that. So that arrow is the
lowest
amount of
we don't have the video, but I can only imagine the people over there are still watching this guy climb the roof, trying to get the attention of the cops.
And then the worst president in the history of our country took over. And look what happened to our country. Probably 20 minutes.
It's been practically 2 minutes, been a full 2 minutes since they first started filming this guy. We're now looking at three different videos. Running towards the shooter, running around, again trying to get attention, and there's the shot. So a full 2 minutes of warning. And the shots ring out. And you can see the various responses from different angles. People ask some questions about that John Deere tractor. We're not sure what that's about. There's a John Deere tractor just off stage or sort of behind the crowd spraying a fire hose at the same time that this occurred. And then, of course, the chaos reigns.
I think that was actually a bullet that hit a hydraulic line on the tractor.
Okay. Did you say that on air?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. That makes sense.
It dropped the speaker array.
I see. On the right, was pointed at the injured party, the bystander or audience member was shot.
We are live right now at the Trump rally. We don't know if
and
President Trump has been shot. We know he hit
absolute
the ground.
Chaos.
We do not know if President Trump has
again,
been
we can just thank God that we are not witnessing
shot
the death of President Trump right now. We sit here on this Monday morning.
He's giving a thumbs up.
We are still in a world where Donald Trump exists. I mean, what a different world we would be in if not for the fraction of a millimeter of that gun barrel. 1 inch away at 150 yards. I was asking people on X to do the math. And suffice it to say, it is a size unimaginable to the human brain. The infinitesimal movement of that gun barrel. And how maybe a tenth of the width of a human hair
right now, this is Vanessa Broussard,
separated
the
world with an assassinated president
at the rally,
the world of a attempted assassination of this presidential candidate, this former president. Of course, this part of the video has gotten a lot of attention as scrutiny of the Secret Service, especially the female members of the Secret Service, seeming incapable of maintaining composure in this extremely high-stress situation. So we'll get back into this on the other side with what we know about the shooter, about what Trump went through and how he's feeling about all of this. Only imagine. Back, folks.
Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids. So we're fed. You can get it from beet powder and other things. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. It's a natural blood pressure. In fact, I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf. And I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just for straight food. It's a different formulation than that one, and the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
That was Dr. Judy Mikovits, top research scientist, without me even asking her, telling everybody how incredible this product is. And it's finally back in stock. Nitric Boost is 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And it doesn't just have the vasodilation opening up your arteries and your veins to clean things out. It does so many incredible things. God gave us this compound. So many of the big things you see out there promoted in the media are based on the natural ingredients that are already in this product. So get your amazing Nitric Boost today at InfoWarsStore.com. You need to experience the health, the vitality, the stamina, the libido, everything that comes with Nitric Boost. You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes.
Well, I'm not a scientist like you. What do these compounds do creating nitrous oxide? What does it do?
It relaxes the vasculature. So the clot will go through and not restrict. It allows it to relax. It lowers the blood pressure. Has the toxic synthetic lipid nanoparticles similar to the one in the COVID shot. Prior to the COVID shot, the deadliest vaccine, we saw athletes dropping dead on the field, passing out, falling down, all the things.
Yeah, why is it particularly the athletes?
Because they operate at oxygen max, capacity max. They're operating at such a high level in their mitochondria. This is an energy production, oxygen necessary disease.
So they create, that's what they're finding. They turbocharge the blood clots.
Yep. And ischemia, lack of oxygen. So constricted blood vessels too, because athletes are running, they're constricted, they're working so that the blood flows and it doesn't flow, which is why your nitric oxide product, that new products, I hope you'll show it, because that's a very important thing to have for acute events. Dissolve under the tongue, give you an instant relaxing of your endothelium, your vasculature.
Nitric Boost, exclusively available, 40% off right now, in stock, ready to ship. Nitric Boost, InfoWarsStore.com. Try it, support the InfoWar. It's a 360 win.
You know, working at InfoWars, you hear a lot of negative things about your place of work. One of the things they like to say about our supplements is we're snake oil salesmen. Well, folks, it ain't snake oil. It's fish oil, and it's incredibly good for you. Ultimate Fish Oil is now on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you only take one supplement, it's likely that's fish oil. It's probably the most popular supplement on Earth at this point for very good reason. People realize how good it is for them, and this is the best stuff on the market. Studies suggest that fish oils and fish oil supplements can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent cognitive decline. So whether you're a first-time fish oil shopper or whether you're somebody who has taken fish oil for a while and is looking for the best quality available, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast because that's what happens when you have fantastic products. Help us fight the global agenda and also improve your health with fish oil. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. I'm going to take your calls on the Trump assassination throughout the show today. So I'm going to go ahead and open up the phone number right now for your calls. Give us a call. What do you think about the assassination attempt? What do you think about the supposed suspect who's now been killed? What do you think happens next? 1-877-789-2539. Give us a call here on American Journal. 1-877-789-2539. I think what we'll do is we'll let those phone calls populate. And then when we go to phone calls, I have a timer here, and I'll give everybody 1 minute. You'll have 1 minute to make your case. Because I know you are probably like me. I am going to talk for 3 hours today about this Trump assassination. I'm not going to get to everything I want to say. I know everybody has a lot to say about this, and I wish I could hear it from everybody. But to keep it fair and to hear as many viewpoints as possible, 1 minute. You have 1 minute to make your case. What do you think is the most important thing to know? What is the most insightful opinion you have about this? We'll give everybody 1 minute to make their case. Again, we have a lot of videos. So many interesting, bizarre unexplained aspects to this. And I want to go some good videos that sort of explain this. I want to lay out my theory on this. And it's a theory. It's not even really a theory. It's an observation of what's going on that explains what we're seeing kind of regardless of what the facts about the guy or the shooting or the whatever. It almost doesn't matter because right now the speculation is all over the place, right? And it's rampant. Is this guy a truly lone wolf, extremist, radicalized by leftist media who thought he was going to be a hero to kill Trump? Was he a Republican, as some people actually believe, crazily enough? Was this all a deep state operation? Was Secret Service told to stand down? Was this all a conspiracy? Was it blood packs and, you know, fake shooting? No, it was real. It was real. They tried to kill him. And he came within millimeters of that attempt being a success. And it's almost like, and I get it, you know, we're InfoWars. Our bread and butter is questioning suspicious aspects of official narratives. That's what we do. It's what everybody should do when you're given an official narrative about a major public event. You should be asking, what am I not hearing? What am I missing? What doesn't make sense about this? And then we attempt to fill in those blanks or answer those questions. In this case, let's just operate with the assumption that the official narrative is true, that this was a 20-year-old, you know, individual, random. Now, of course, we don't trust the FBI. We don't actually think that we're being told everything, but let's assume that we are, or let's assume that this was all a deep state massive cover-up. It doesn't even matter, because what's happening here is in a continuum that we've been seeing over the last year of the deep state panicking, starting to lose their grip. See, the deep state, one of its most effective measures and one of its most often used tactics is to be the instigator of events, keep everybody else, keep the wider American or world public in a state of response to what the deep state does. They carry out an attack, and while everybody's dealing with that, they're managing the response to it. They're activating, you know, pre-staged responses, power grabs, things like that to the events, while simultaneously planning the next event. So as you're, you know, roiling and reeling and trying to figure out what to do with the last attack they did, they're preparing their next one. So as soon as you get your feet, they can knock you over again and keep you in a constant state of response to them. It's a very, very, very simple and very widespread manipulation tactic used on everybody from cults to abusive relationships, right? It's a form of gaslighting in a way, keeping people in a constant state of response while you are sort of above it all because you know what the truth is and you're not being hurt by the attacks you're carrying out. But they're not really in that position anymore. The things that are happening these days, including the debate performance by Joe Biden, including the assassination attempt of Donald Trump, including the war of Israel and Gaza, and the massive public backlash to that, they're losing their grip. They're losing control of the narrative. They are having to respond now to unexpected events. And it's exposing them. And so whether this was a deep state plot to kill Donald Trump that failed by the grace of God, or whether this was just a overwrought, you know, brainwashed extremist subject to the, you know, deep state propaganda through the mainstream media telling him that Donald Trump was an evil, bad Hitler man. Either way, no matter what, it's evidence of a deep state that's out over its skis, that has flown too close to the sun, that has created chaos and strife and division as a tool to be exploited, as a tactic of control. But now they're starting to sort of lose control of the chaos. Things are not working well for them anymore. And so they're going to start panicking even more. They're going to start getting even more desperate. And in a way, this is almost a white pill. Like it means we're winning. And I know it doesn't feel like that, but you know, one way to describe this would be like if we're playing tug of war and you've got the American people on one side and the deep state bureaucratic permanent spy class on the other. And for like decades, they were just pulling the rope. They were just yanking the cord and just nobody, we didn't even know we were playing. We didn't even know we were supposed to be playing tug of war. The American people are sitting around chatting and just like at their feet, cord is just being like pulled from under. They don't even notice. Donald Trump shows up and goes, hey, you know, we can grab this and pull it back. Actually, no, it doesn't have to only go that direction. We can pick this up and yank it back. And so the deep state, who for decades had just been, there'd been no resistance on the rope they're pulling. Suddenly there's resistance and they're like, oh my God, we're under attack, right? They're like, oh no, this has never happened before. So at this point, we're like in a stalemate where we're both pulling as hard as we can. And as the other group pulls a little harder, we pull a little harder. And we're at this equilibrium. But they're starting to panic. They're starting to slip in the mud. They're starting to try new tactics of pulling. They're just desperate. And it means that all we have to do is keep our feet planted, stay steady, don't give an inch, but don't try to match their energy, right? They're getting frantic. They're getting crazy. And that's because they're about to lose. So if we just hold firm and stay the course, their failure is inevitable. And again, you can see it with things like just looking back over the timeline, and you can stick to a month-long timeline, or you can go back a year, or you can go back 5 years. It all is sort of the same image. It's the deep state failing to achieve its goals, failing to get what it really wants. It's every action becomes a fulcrum of awakening for the wider public, who see more and more the tactics that they employ and the ultimate goals of their policies. They didn't expect Joe Biden to be exposed like he was during the debate. They thought they'd rigged it. They really tried to rig the debate 2 weeks ago. And they failed, and they've had to change their tactics, and they've been thrown into chaos because of that. And whether this assassination attempt was a highly orchestrated failed attempt, or whether it was just a random golem, a random extremist who'd accidentally been pushed a little too far by the propaganda, it's the deep state failing to control its assets and plunging us into chaos from which they will not escape.
I haven't had a gold sponsor in 10 or 11 years. Not that gold and silver isn't a great thing to get, but because the industry is so corrupt and horrible. Anything good is going to have bad people. Like, America's been great and amazing, so evil people came here to take it over. It's the same paradox. Bad times make strong men. Strong men make good times. Good times make weak men. Weak men make bad times. It's a paradox of success creates decadence. So I had a good gold company. It's been my sponsor going back 28 years ago. They shut down because all the regulations and control, because they weren't making enough money, charging a fair rate. Had been a gold sponsor in 11 years. So then I'm looking around. I already want this guy on as a guest. He already has the biggest silver operation in the country, one of the biggest gold, 25 years in business, Kirk Elliott. He always comes on, barely doesn't even plug his products. And so I go, hey, I need a sponsor. I want you on as a guest. He says, hey, I've been trying to contact you. You want to be a sponsor? So he's been on with us for 8 months. He's given you great advice, and silver's gone up and gold's gone up massively since he came on. All his predictions have basically beyond come true. It's been worse than what he said. He's been very conservative. So it's like overly came true. Tomorrow's news today.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news today.
This is a no-brainer. Everybody needs to get into silver and gold. The problem is there's so many sharks and so many scammers playing on the public's ignorance. You guys have the highest rating. I'm endorsing you. Your consultants, you pay 8% for your consultancy and then nothing back to sell. That's incredibly valuable. That's where they get you. Everybody should call the number. They should email you, say, Alex Jones sent you because you're a great sponsor. We get the support of the InfoWar, and they should do it. Everyone needs silver and gold, whether it's 10 silver bars or 100 silver bars or one gold bar or 50 gold bars. People need to get into this because this is what the elites are doing. It's so simple. KEPM.com/gold. Kirk Elliott, PreciousMetals.com/gold. Go to that link. It gives the show support. Get the best deals. Call 720-605-3900. Tell them Alex Jones sent you. And to me, I only promote something that is an absolute no-brainer.
Lie to you about what's happening now. InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show.
One of the things I learned that shocked me was that the government was putting fluoride in our water. Not to mention all the other chemicals in food and water that cause health problems and thyroid issues. And I figured, what is the solution? Nascent iodine kept coming up in research. We decided here at InfoWars to bring you the purest form of nascent iodine. Survival Shield X3 can help support your thyroid and help with a healthy metabolism. Survival Shield X3, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
Ultimate Fish Oil is not just a supplement, but a statement.
Morning. Morning.
Not only can Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com help your heart, mind, and joints, but it keeps InfoWars on the air.
Morning. Morning.
Your heart is the engine of your life, and Ultimate Fish Oil is the premium fuel it craves.
Morning. Morning.
Morning.
Morning.
Ultimate Fish Oil is your cognitive clarity captain. The DHA in this formula is a foundational stone for brain health. Ultimate Fish Oil is your joint health general. The soothing reduction in inflammation ensures you'll feel invincible in the info war. InfoWars has never wavered from its mission, and with Ultimate Fish Oil, neither will you. Step up to the plate, nourish your body, and nourish the fight for a future where the new world order is defeated. Get it now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Was just made on President Donald Trump, and I don't think it was successful. I think he got grazed in the ear. I'm not going to fear-monger you guys and do the whole conservative, oh my gosh, Trump's shot. I think he's fine. To the knowledge that I was able to find through a few minutes of research, because it just happened a few minutes ago, he's fine. But here's what I want to say, and I've been wanting to say this for a while. I am so tired of these diluted American brains that are listening to this theater script play out on television, telling them that reality is one thing, and they're not smart enough to step out their door and realize reality is completely different. We have the news telling us white supremacy is one of the biggest threats to our country. We have people telling us that the conservatives are the same as the neo, you know what. They have people saying that ultra MAGA is violent. They have people saying that Trump's trying to overthrow democracy. They have people saying that all of the violence and the civil unrest and the inflation and everything is conservative Trump fault. And I'm tired of it. If you aren't smart enough to step outside your door and look around and be like, all right, hold up. This theater that I'm watching inside isn't matching what's going on outside. Learn to do your own research. I am tired of you guys just running around, I'm a proud American, and then opening your mouth to be spoon-fed information so you can palate it. Because if you ever had to draw your own conclusion or connect your own dots, you would be completely lost and probably dye your hair purple. There is one president in this race that had an assassination attempt taken against him. As a matter of fact, if you think back to the last president that had an assassination attempt taken on him that has gotten this close, you're going to go back a ways. And if you actually look at the presidents that were assassinated and you look at what they were doing to the government money, you would realize the reason they're getting taken out isn't because some random Joe Schmo downtown doesn't want that president. It's because the system feels threatened. It's not some random person that's living out in the country that's like, I'm going to go in there and I'm going to take out Donald Trump. No, this is a systematic approach, right? Their first approach was, hey, we're going to make sure that Joe Biden gets elected and we're going to make sure he gets the votes. He got the votes. Boom. This time around, they were going to do the same thing. They were going to put Joe out there. He was going to get a landslide of votes. Joe was going to win again. But here's the thing. thing. They decided instead of trying to do anything risky, let's just put our opponent in prison. Let's do it the legal way. Let's send him through the judicial system, get him locked up so he can't run for president. And that failed. And as a matter of fact, it garnished more support for Donald Trump. So they were like, oh, crap, Joe Biden, you got to get out there and debate. You got to make sure we can sell how many votes you're going to get and people are going to believe it. But guess what? Joe went up there and fumbled the ball. It's not a coincidence that this assassination attempt happened right after Joe Biden completely fumbled the bag on the debate stage. And all of a sudden, even his own supporters are calling for him to step down. And now the system that you supposedly hate but somehow still vote liberal, that system is panicking. And the only other option they have, since they already exhausted the fake vote, they've already exhausted the legal proceedings, and now their only option is left with desperate, take him out. If you guys can't actually see this playing out, then I don't know what you're on, but I'm so sick and tired of the mentality that Americans have, being like, well, no, start paying attention. The presidents that get taken out are the presidents that threaten the system. The same system that you complain incarcerates black people. The same system that won't give you health care. The same system that's doing everything that you've complained about for decades, yet somehow you keep voting for Joe Biden 1994 crime bill. Kamala Harris imprisoning black people on minor marijuana charges just to put people on her prison workforce. If you don't wake up and smell the freaking flowers, I don't know what you're going to do for the rest of your life. Stop thinking like they're telling you how to think and start thinking for yourself. When you go vote, there's one guy that's taking out the system that hates you, and there's another guy that's making that system stronger. You make that choice.
Powerful stuff. Extremely powerful. And hey, bravo. A special round of applause for a TikToker doing an incredibly powerful and angry rant without cursing a million times. That's a rarity. But he's exactly right. Couldn't be more obvious. And it's bizarre that people don't recognize this. I'll go out to your calls now. Before we do that, let me read this post from John Bound, because John Bound, I think, laid it out extremely well and was basically coming to the same conclusion I came to, which, again, whether this guy was deep state, whether this was orchestrated, whether this was just the inevitable outcome of the staccatic terror that has been pumped into the American media landscape for the last 8 years, courtesy of the deep state, it's all signals of the same process. The deep state is failing. They're panicking. They're getting desperate. Everything they do backfires. The guy we just watched was laying it out. Right? They tried to imprison Trump. Didn't work, only made him more popular. They tried to debate, you know, get Joe out there. Oh, massive failure, total backlash. Right? And I mean, you can take it back to almost any point, but I almost think Elon Musk buying Twitter is a good starting point for like when everything started going wrong. For good reason, because without total control of the methods of communication, without total informational domination, monopoly, they can't maintain control. So it all sort of fits, actually. You've got Elon Musk buying Twitter, removing the restrictions, removing the deep state control. And ever since then, the deep state's operations have just been a litany of failure and backlash and making things worse for themselves. And they lost control of the narrative around Israel. They lost control of the narrative around COVID, as all those lies have been exposed and the unexpected deaths continue to make statistical waves around the world. Their persecution of Trump has failed. The Supreme Court is making decisions that block their policies and destroy their power. Now you've got this assassination failure. They got to be pulling their hair out. They have to be pulling their hair out right now. Going, why? Why is everything we try come back to bite us in the ass? Because what you're doing is evil and predicated on deception. And the American people are waking up, and you can't stop that. And the more you try, the more people awaken. So, like Alex said yesterday during the show, they need to surrender now. They need to end this now. They need to recognize the signals that God is sending them and take heed. So let me read this from excuse me, John Bowne real quick. He says, Trump was supposed to be dead. The desperation created sloppiness. The resulting sloppiness then put into motion undeniable public scrutiny of a mountain of eyewitness testimony, astounding video evidence, and the deep reveal of a 20-year-old assassin that was obviously somehow aided by corrupt Secret Service, rotted from the inside by DEI lunacy, strategic incompetence, and globalist marching orders. Former elite snipers and Secret Service are coming out of the woodwork, detailing the logistical impossibility of the entire debacle. As a reckoning of nearly a decade of CIA-orchestrated Mockingbird media boomer TDS malice reached its pitiful, tyrannical, narcissistic zenith. Well, enough congressional hearings have long documented the treasonous bureaucratic rabbit holes that now must be filled with good old American soil as they are investigated to exhaustion. If Trump had been taken out, the manipulated media coverage over the funeral and the grief of the MAGA world would have taken center stage. Angry MAGA and tens of millions of average citizens would have been told that this is no time for violent rhetoric or conspiracy theories, and the manufactured J6 circus would have been unyieldingly waged against them. While good people continue to languish in prison under the O'Biden regime, the propaganda would have been deafening, and it wouldn't have worked in the long run. The O'Biden regime would have poked at the Civil War until it climbed out of its hole and eaten them. Instead, following a biblical eclipses, God's providence rose like the noonday sun over the Republic. The cockroach perps exposed themselves with nowhere to hide. The sycophantic left's moral high ground, emboldened by victimization, fraud, and subterfuge, was vaporized once that bullet whizzed by Trump's now historic American legacy. Trump will absolutely take power, and those responsible will be held accountable. The J6 political prisoners will be freed. A collective sigh of relief will fill the lungs of the nation, and the O'Biden crime organization will be scrambling for deck chairs on their self-made Titanic. There's no other outcome. And he goes on, but again, I think he comes to the same conclusion I do. This is the deep state panicking. This is the sort of culmination and ultimate chaos of all of these various paths converging. The DEI failures, and we'll talk about that with the Secret Service prioritizing getting, well, as one of my favorite YouTuber always puts it, getting people without dangly bits in positions of power, right? We got to have women on the force, of course, because when it comes to protecting the president of the United States, what you want is to look good on a postcard? I mean, what the hell? And so we are going to go out to your phone calls as soon as the next hour opens. I'm going to give everybody a minute to make their case. We'll start with Baker in California. We'll go to InfoWarrior in Seattle. And we'll move on to others and just get to as many as possible. Stay with us. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Go check out the InfoWars MD line of products. Again, they're products that we don't spend a lot of time talking about, but we really should because they're absolutely bombshell. They're absolutely incredible. InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com. Nerve Renew. Ashwagandha Gummy. And so much more. InfoWars MD. Incredible line of supplements that our audience is missing out on if they haven't tried them yet. InfoWarsStore.com.
To you about what's happening now. InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next.
Back then. Hey, baby. There ain't no easy way.
Do you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump and you ain't black?
Always talk about how I don't have the black support. Come on, give me a break. Come with me. Watch. Watch.
I got a lot of, I got hairy legs that turn blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight and then watch the hair come back up again. They'd look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap. And I love kids jumping on my lap.
Do you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump and you ain't black?
I don't care if he's pooped his pants.
My butt's big white. My butt's big white. My butt's big white.
I don't care if he can't put a sentence together.
The total initiative relative to what we're going to do with more Border Patrol and more asylum officers.
President Trump?
I really don't know what he said at the end of that sentence. I don't think he knows what he said either.
Show me he can't do the job. And then I'll say, okay, maybe it's time to go. Yeah, Biden had a bad day, but this guy couldn't tell the truth if it split his lip.
What did Trump do? Oh!